thanks so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation with Shahir Sulaiman. He's the political secretary to the past president, Datuk Seri Hadi Awang. So this year's PAS Muktamar, or the annual congress, was the first to take place after PAS became part of the federal government back in March. Shahir, what for you were some of, you know, personally, your takeaways this year? What was different this year for you?
In general, we didn't expect much hiccups in our recent muktamar, although towards a few days leading towards the muktamar was the statement by our president that PAS is not abstained but give away to the PRN in Sabah. But in general, the congress, the muktamar was very peaceful, united, and set the tone by the leaders. But yes, as you mentioned, that this is the first time, I mean, we became in power at the federal level. So the debate, we can see that not so much on the internal matter, like the tarbiyah, the typical subject matter, but now towards the national issue. And we have to do engage this kind of conversation. Then I'm happy to see that the delegates at the youth level, at the Muslimat wings and the central congress also were discussing about this big agenda.
Sorry, one of the things that came out was the question of cyber troopers or the place of social media, right?
Mujahid cyber.
Well, I want to, because there's one part of it that's very interesting. Okay. The critique that came out was that in some ways PAS was not winning this war on social media. And so much of youth politics is conducted in cyberspace, right?
Yes.
And I wonder about the messaging there. What are the challenges for PAS in messaging on social media, especially when, and this was also mentioned by one of your delegates, that the narrative spun is that PAS is now in a coalition with parties that were once seen as corrupt, criticized by PAS itself, you know, led by Najib Razak, who's now a convicted felon. That message, how do you counter that? Because the other side has a very powerful argument that you are in league with thieves.
Yeah. So, I mean, the spotlight was given on the debate, and then the Mujahid cyber came out lah. I mean, in the thinking within PAS that we are losing ground on the real battleground of the new politics, i.e. the social media, and the idea of having more visibility, more engagement with the social media users are a big challenge. And then we used to be opposition for years, and then now becoming a ruling party, part of the government coalition, we should step up the game. So that was the frustration among the youth delegates. Where we see that there is no change and there is no new paradigm of how we tackle the youth, particularly in the media social.
So during the muktamar, you said, you know, you alluded to earlier that it was coming off the back of that announcement about the Sabah elections. Mm-hmm. How was that news received among the muktamar delegates? Was there a sense of acceptance, or were there questions about why PAS is not going to participate in the elections or contest in the elections?
I mean, for PAS, we have been contesting for many, many years. I mean, we have, so for not contesting is new normal for us. And when the unique about PAS is that when the president or the Mushdu Am, the spiritual leader, make a statement or a remark or opening remark, that set the tone. So we can see that, and then it's not really just simply obedience, but understanding the bigger picture, and then we call it as a siasah nafas panjang. It's a long-term political journey. So we might lose the battle. We might not contesting in the battle, but we are preparing towards
for the war. Okay, I want to ask you this though. It wasn't just you know, the leadership within PAS, but it also your allies that were suggesting that PAS is toxic to the brand in Borneo, in the Borneo states, because of the way in which race and religion is differently configured there. Okay. And what is the response to that? Can PAS, if it aspires, it's already in federal government, aspires to be a national party, if it fails to engage Bornean youth who want to have, it seems, at least on the surface, a multi-ethnic, multi-racial Malaysia, what do you say to them?
We admit the situation and then the challenges in Sabah and Sarawak. I mean, PAS has been in Sabah and Sarawak for years and contesting in few elections, but until today, zero seats. But we also active with non-political activities like the education, welfare, dakwah, and so on. So coming back on your question that towards leading towards the state election, with the feedback and the study that we conducted on the ground, that yes, PAS being a peninsula-based party, Islamic-based party, and a few weeks prior to the state election, there were remarks, there were statements, there were controversy that can invoke such a discussion, a negative discussion about what PAS can offer and whether they can accept PAS in the alliance of the Sabah and Sarawak. So that is the
Was it hurtful? I mean, did it feel like an insult to you that people would say you're toxic to Sabahans?
I mean, we have to accept whatever perception given to us. So that's where we are open for harmony, discussion, intellectual discussion. And then, but the bigger agenda is much in priority. I mean...
And what is the bigger agenda? Very quickly, tell us.
For PAS in Sabah state election is to ensure the winning, the success factor of Perikatan Nasional and Mufakat Nasional. So for us, if we are not contesting at this state election, and then happen to be that in Sabah state constitution, they can have an appointed rep instead of elected rep. And then we are talking about the negotiation in the parliamentary seats. So these are a few give and take that we have to consider.
Okay, Shai, in the last minute that we have left, if I may bring back the conversation to what you said right at the start of our chat today. You said that, you know, the Muda Party is a disruption, it's a wake-up call for PAS.
Yeah. Okay.
What exactly are you going to do with this wake-up call?
I think first and foremost, we are in urgent need to restore trust among the youth towards politics and politicians. I mean, so this leads towards the new way of doing politics, new way of thinking, new culture, and perhaps new players in the political scene. But I have few big questions towards Muda, towards my brothers at Sadiq, that if you are forming a youth movement, it's okay. But when you form a party, so the question for a new party or any party that heading towards GE15 is the political consortium. It's going to be head-on between PN and PH. So where, like PAS, we can go on our own, like UMNO, they can go on their own. But at the end of the day, first past the post, we have 222 parliament, we have more than 500 state seats. So the question of whether you're going to make a political consortium with the older players, so the same story again. So
you want to see whether they're going to join a coalition?
But based on the statement that that's going not
it's not
going to be. Yeah. Mm. So how, I mean, understanding the reality of the system, the demography that we have, and then so these are big questions that need to be answered by Muda, so that the young voters, I mean, we have learned in GE14 with high hope, high expectation, high promises, but you cannot deliver. So I guess the young people are very eager to cast a vote this time to really teach the older players So to come up with a new politics that would be better for the youth and would be better for the nation in the future.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, Shai. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching and good night.